New York State's network of canals opened this week for its 189th year. While the canals are often seen as an economic lifeline from another era, the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports this could be a big season for commercial traffic.
The Canal Corporation expects more than 100,000 tons of commercial freight to move along its 500-plus miles of waterways this year. That level of shipping hasn't been seen in two decades. Much of the increase, says the Canal Corp, will be from a deregulation of the Canadian grain industry. Jonathan Daniels is the director of the Port of Oswego at the end of the Oswego Canal. He says an increase in shipping on the canals could continue a boost in business for his port.
The more vessels that we can get clearing into this area, the more capacity we have, and the more willing people are going to be in the future to look at Oswego Harbor and the port and the facilities that surround us as a viable shipping option.
The Port of Oswego handles between 80 and 120 ships a year, and Daniel says revenues have been increasing the past few years. The increase in canal traffic comes as the authority that operates it deals with budget cuts. The Canal Corp was forced to lay off 42 people, or 8% of its workforce, earlier this year. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.